Hello.
Hello, can you hear us?
Yeah, you can. Hello, oh. Welcome back.
Hello, welcome back. By the look of your face, I was like, oh, we're not starting yet.
I didn't think we were. And Troy has already started the podcast. He wants to join.
He really does. He's flipping a little penguin around back there.
Explain that.
That's it. I don't think there's any explanation needed.
There's a lot happening behind you that needs to stop.
Hey, Troy. Oh, he's jumping. Okay, so under our couch, I found like 5 cat toys, and one of them is...
You brought him out today.
I brought it out yesterday, mind you. Martin came home, went into the bathroom. He said, why is there a penguin in here? And it's a little Christmas penguin, and I guess that's one Troy's really...
Well, Troy said it's a great time to mess things up
and
be loud.
Great. It's a great time for energy.
It's a great time for energy. Ding, energy. Ding, ding. Energy.
Look around, everybody on mute. Look around, it's me and my crew.
Big energy.
Troy, I said mute. Jesus.
Yeah, he doesn't understand the mute challenge. Welcome back. It's a great time. It's me, Kevin. Ooh,
it's me, Shay. We're here.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Tired. I know. I'm always tired.
You are, but today in particular, it seems, maybe it's because...
What does that mean?
It means you're really tired.
Does it mean I look tired?
No.
I had a student tell me 2 days ago, as she was walking in my classroom, she went, it looks like you never get enough sleep.
Not never.
That was it. That was all she said to me.
She said bye.
Well, she came to my classroom. It looks like you never get enough sleep and walked past me and went into my classroom.
Wow, and sat down as if you were going to grade her like a normal person that day? I don't think so.
Well, she's not wrong.
Right. She's not wrong, but how dare she?
You know what? It's a science class. It was an acute observation. She gets points.
Wow. Okay, so everyone who comes in and reads you house down boots, they get points.
As long as it's correct, yeah.
Okay, great. That's hilarious. No, I like it. Just something about today in particular. Maybe it's because I've like spent the first half of this week not at the school.
Yeah.
With y'all, and even when I'm at school, it's not like I see you. But
no,
the drive home just feels like okay, we're already like together. So then on days when we're not together, you just sit down.
I seem tired.
Well, I don't feel as connected, and something feels low energy or like. I don't know.
I'm doing my best.
I'm not saying it's a one-way street. But I also have been by myself just like working and then on video chats and like not interacting with any person in person.
It's your first interaction today?
Like with someone in person, yes. Whoa. Everything has been, all my meetings are Google meetings.
Dang, pressure.
Yeah. So that's... So I do love the days I work from home because I can like get more stuff done, but... It is also weird than being like, oh my God, there's a person in here with me.
Yeah. Okay, so well, let's spin the time wheel, shall we?
Spin that wheel. Let me look for the glint in your
I'm Shay.
Eye. Ooh. Look at you. Something interesting. God, Troy, just. Woo!
Woo! Woo! Today we have enough time.
Oh,
enough.
Never.
Time.
Never enough.
Never enough.
Never, never.
All right, let's talk about it.
Do you
feel like you have enough time to get done the things that you want to get done? And if not, how much more time in the world do you think you need?
No, here's what I'll say. I will say, normally, I never think I have enough time.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Never. And I'm like, I always think about, like, if I was a vampire or something that didn't need to sleep. Vampire. And I never needed to sleep.
Say it. I know what you are. Say it.
Vampire. Vampire.
Vampire.
I feel like I could get so much more done.
For real.
And, like, learn more things. I don't know.
Are you trying to learn?
I would love to learn more. I always have moments where I'm like, okay, I'm doing all my, like, acting crap and whatever and like all this stuff that I like love doing, but I'm also like, but also it'd be fun to just like learn other stuff in another class or, you know, like whatever, or like read more.
Ooh,
I really want to read more, so, but I'm not gonna like shift around my time to, I don't know, and there's always other stuff I want to watch. So yeah, I feel like I would love more time. I feel like I would love to know what it's like. I at least want to try it for a little bit of like, if I didn't need sleep at all, how would I function? Because I assume I would just get more done and I would be happier.
I don't know. It might be too much time. If you didn't sleep.
If I could hit a point to be bored.
Oh.
That would be.
Never bored.
See? Never bored. That would be so much fun. I would just have to be so much fun to get bored or just have more like downtime, right? Like yeah. There's obviously times where I choose to, you know, sink into the couch and watch things versus like taking care of stuff.
But that's all just encompassed in like your time.
Right, exactly. That's like intentional downtime or whatever, yeah. You know? So I feel like if I didn't have to sleep, I'm hoping and assuming that I would just have all this time to like learn more things yeah. and be the coolest human ever.
True.
But I don't know. What about you?
Yeah, no. I had a conversation today with a fellow teacher. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about, because we do a similar project, and hers were like beautiful in her class. And mine, let's be real, were not. They were not beautiful. And so I was like, can you come look at my projects? And can you just tell me, like, what am I doing wrong? Mm-hmm. And so we were just talking about it, and she was giving me some advice about how she does it. And it takes her like 4 days to do this project. And I was like, number one, no, too long. I gave them 2 days and this should have been enough in a group project to finish this. And mm-hmm. so I was like, you have more time than I do. And she was like, no. And so I'm just thinking in my brain, I'm like, how do you have time to teach, discuss, talk about, do all this stuff all together? And I don't.
Because like, it's have the more same time. Class, like biology. Yeah. So yeah, are y'all covering the same thing?
Yes. So, obviously, our teaching methods are different, well, but it's yeah. like, so I'm trying to like figure out how my discussion-based lessons fit in with like also doing projects.
Oh.
Because clearly we don't have time. So
right.
there was that. And then obviously I sleep a lot. So I've had the conversation in the past of like, what if my circadian rhythm like is just longer than 24 hours?
What like, do you mean?
You know, if most people's sleep schedules and wake cycles fit within 24 hours.
Right.
What if mine is 28? And so that's why I sleep longer. And because mm-hmm. given my own devices during the summer, my sleep will just push later and later and later and later every day until mm-hmm. now I'm asleep at 5 a.m., 10 a.m., 12 p.m. And now I've skipped a whole, you know what I mean?
Right,
it just
right.
keeps pushing.
It's like you just flew somewhere and you lost a day.
Right. So yeah. I do think, what if I'm at a 28-hour schedule instead of a 24-hour schedule in my body? Like, what mm-hmm. would my life be like if I just had 4 more hours?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So right.
What about you? How much, like, what do you think would be, like, enough time to add to, like, a day?
Well, see, that's...
And not sleeping. Because you did talk about, like, what if I didn't have sleep?
Right, right, right.
Including your sleep. Like... What would you like to try out?
I mean, so you're saying like an extra 4 hours.
I think like maybe 4. Because then I think back to like summer and I'm like, God, these are long days where I'm not doing anything. But like at work and, you know, just a regular day, let's try a 28-hour day and see what happens.
See, in my mind, I immediately went to like an extra 8 hours. What if I had, you know, I think of it as like another, how many times of like full-time day jobs can I like have set aside? So in my mind, I'm like, if I had a whole other 8 hours, then I assume I could maybe get more of the stuff done that I would like to while also giving time for myself to rest, to stretch, to like just watch things and turn my brain off and whatever. And that's not part of like your sleeping hours either.
I also don't want to like run this into the ground, but I could talk about this forever.
Okay.
Okay. So now we're at, what's 24 plus 8? 32 hours.
Uh-huh.
Do you sleep 8 hours and then are you awake for 24 hours?
Maybe.
Or do you think it's like 6 hours, work for like work and to be awake for 15, sleep for another 2 hours, and then...
You know what? It probably includes, like nap sleeping, like midday sleeps as well. Mm. So maybe it accounts for... So if you sleep 8 hours for the evening, maybe it also accounts for, like, 2 hours somewhere in the middle of the day. That is also for, like, shutting down and sleeping.
Nice.
Yeah. I think I'd be interested to try that, see what that looks like.
Add 6 hours of awake time, 2 hours of sleep time to your day?
Yeah.
Do you think that would be enough?
You know, I say that, and then the moment, this is something I talk or like heard about in mentor group all the time, whatever amount of time you are given, you will automatically like take that much time, right? So whoa. If I'm like, oh, I have an extra 6 hours to do something, it's not, typically you will not just go ahead and like finish it and then have extra time. You will typically probably take that whole time anyway. So damn. I think I would get more done, but then I'm sure I'd think of more stuff and then be like, oh, I don't have enough time.
Yeah.
You know? But maybe not. Hopefully not. I'd be like, look, girl, we just shifted the whole world for you. So for get real. It done.
Mr. Beast, I'm not a fan, but if you can find a way to like get people into this experiment where it's like 28, 32 hour days. Like, what? You know who Mr. Beast is?
No, I do know who. Yes.
But someone online, you know, like do an ethical experiment where you actually change the length of people's days and you put them in a house for 30 days, but to them it's 21 days because you just extend.
Do you think then that's also trying to adjust the like daylight and night?
Yeah, so they would like it wouldn't be like real light; it would be like fake sun.
It'd be Hunger Games. Sorry,
do they do that? Well, oh yeah.
They adjust the arena. But see, my mind went to Big Brother, where I was like, they just kind of run on, you know, whatever, play the game. But if Big Brother had an outdoor dome similar to Hunger Games and that could be adjusted, yeah, totally.
Yeah, so Big Brother could do it because Big Brother, they're in there forever. But instead of it being like 24-hour days, they're 32-hour days and see what happens.
That's
kind of a cool idea.
I honestly would also be curious to know how much or little sleep they get in the Big Brother house anyway.
It feels like they got to sleep a lot because there's nothing to do.
Well, at times they'll sleep a lot during the day, but then also like sometimes the time at night is like irrelevant to them because then they'll just be talking or whatever and just they'll talk until like 5 a.m. without.
Do they have clocks there?
No.
Oh.
Because part of it is like keeping track of the days yourself and then like around when things happen. I don't think as far as I know, they do not have clocks and they are only told time when it's needed. Like, oh, okay. The live episode is starting now. So you're about to switch into like live television and they know generally what time that's happening at, but they don't have clocks. Could be wrong, but I think they don't have clocks.
There's violence and sexual themes. Oh. That's the British one.
That was really good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, it was Time Wheel. Enough time. Never enough.
Never enough.
Ugh. That was gorgeous. Nailed that.
I'm gone.
You'd be practicing vocal singing lesson. Here.
Be practicing.
You'd actually be practicing.
And you'd be on top.
Speaking of vocal lesson, warmers. I had one of my coworkers who listens to the pod say that they look forward to listening to your voice every week. They love the way your voice sounds.
That's so sweet. Did you say a coworker? Mm-hmm. So do I know this person?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sweet. No, you don't need
business
to.
Business on blast, but
no.
Yeah, they were like, oh yeah, I listen when I do my hair in the mornings. Aww. And I love listening to Shay. Her voice is so lovely.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
And I said, yeah, and I'm in the corner going,
you know, the one they go in the closet. That's so funny. Wait, I forgot. I also had notes that I wanted to.
Remember, we're not taking notes.
No, not notes. I mean, my own scribble that I write down when I go back and listen to episodes again, and also just stuff that comes up. We talked about, what was it called? In the episode, you talked about little rat that went under the door in your classroom. Okay, well, I was thinking about, because I think it was the episode that just came out where I was trying to think of, like, how could a mouse fit under your door because there's no space there. So that made me think of the time that Reagan was here with her cat.
The cat.
I'm just going to bring it up real quick before we get into our great times because I went and looked. We have kitchen cabinets that are, what would you say?
Like 2 feet off of the counter.
Yes. Right. And Reagan stayed with us with her cats whenever the fires were happening.
And this is a note we've gotten. Reagan is a friend of ours.
Sorry, Reagan is a friend of ours. For those of you who just stumbled upon the podcast and don't know us and don't know anyone we talk about. So, that was for you, Reagan. So anyway, she stayed with us and one of her cats named Nala, very sweet cat, but like hates people, does not want to be around. I mean, let me say, has very bad anxiety and doesn't want to be around new people at all.
Put her business out there.
Sorry.
HIPAA.
Damn. Okay. So the cat doesn't want to be around people for whatever reason. Anyway. And then there was one point where we could not find this cat anywhere. And Reagan was like, can we check Kevin's room? And we were like, Kevin's door has been shut this entire time. There's
absolutely no way there's a cat in my room. And so she comes in and she goes, hi. I was like, yeah. She goes, my cat's missing. Is there any way she would have gotten in here? And I went, there's zero chance that there's a cat in my room. Mm-hmm. And she kind of looked at me and I went, If you need to look around, you can, but there is no chance there is a cat in my bedroom.
Right. And she's like, well, thanks so much. I just got to check real quick because I don't know where my cat went. And then
I was almost offended by the question.
So we finally find this cat. And I don't even remember who found her, probably Reagan or someone. And Reagan was like, oh, I found her. She was in the cabinet. And I was like, oh, she like opened one from the ground and got in there. And she's like, no, the one above. And I was like, she jumped on our counter and opened a thing. And Reagan was like, no, she snuck in through the back. And I said, snuck in through the back?
I didn't even know there was a back.
I didn't know there was a hole. There's not really. I went and like did the measuring, you know how.
You measured it?
Not measure, but like, you know how your finger, like this part is like an inch?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just estimated it's about 2 inches.
And so she skinnied up to 2 inches?
Skinnied up. The fluffiest cat I've ever seen in my life. Just skinnied her way through the tiniest crack at the back of our cabinets to get up in a cabinet. And I was like, that's unreal, Reagan.
Is the one with the mugs? Which cabinet was it?
Yes, it has the mugs, but it's like the very back corner where there's like, I don't even know what's in there right now. But yeah, it was wild. I was like, you're telling me that chunky, fluffy little cat somehow sucked it in for 2 inches and like, I don't know, like Santa Claus in a freaking chimney?
That's what I do in those pants that I wear, the high-waisted ones.
Suck it in and go.
Which, by the way, I don't know if I told you this. Those high-waisted pants are a little too big or too small on me. Uh-huh. But they still fit. Mm-hmm. But they have like the clasp that's like on like dress pants.
Yeah.
Where it's like you kind of go past it and then hook it on there.
Hook it in.
But the hook part, the actual part on the right side, the clasp, is kind of coming up a little bit. Like the seam, the thread is coming out. Mm-hmm. It's really annoying. And I didn't realize how difficult it would be to put those pants on with that part coming out. Dang. That was very interesting. I'm so sorry.
Wait, can you sew it and fix it yourself?
I don't know.
I bet you could.
I bet I could.
You're smart. Anyway.
Then get a salad.
For you. Not me. I'll just starve.
Just starve.
But anyway, that was one of the notes I wanted to bring up. I have other ones I'll bring up later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Thanks.
Ooh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
What is that from?
Oh, okay.
Don't do that. I recognize it. Lord Jesus is a fire. We used it. Oh my God, we used part of that soundbite in a pep rally in high school. My God, why can't I think of the rest of it?
While we're on break, I'll let you think about it.
Okay.
And when we come back, hopefully you have it.
Okay. Lord Jesus is a fire. What is her? What? Someone barbecuing, right? Wait, someone barbecuing or someone, and I thought.
Oop, would you look at that? It's ad read time. And I know it's time because of today's not sponsor, Watch Me. Watch Me curates impeccable wristwatches to match your style to a T. Made of 100% genuine plastic, Watch Me watches are the perfect gift for your friends, family, and yourself. I love my Watch Me watch because I know it's always watching me. The new black hole technology allows me to stare into the face of my Watch Me watch and know that there's someone or something watching back. The sleek design ditches those tacky numbers and pesky hands in favor of a pair of haunting eyes from another dimension. Go to watchme.ru and use our promo code GREATTIME to get 2 free Watch Me watches. That's right, totally free. Feel the comfort of slow galactic takeover and always knowing exactly what time it is with Watch Me. Y'all, I know what time it is. It's a great time for Watch Me.
Hi, I'm Marianne, back with your word of the day. Today's word, menagerie. Menagerie refers to a collection of animals kept especially to be shown to the public, as well as a place where such animals are kept. It can also refer figuratively to any varied mixture of things. So it's just a mix of anything, I guess. Huh. Well, there you have it. That's your word of the day with Marianne.
I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, child. Why didn't she grab no shoes or nothing, child? Because
ain't nobody got time for that? Oh, my God. That was crazy.
Sweet Brown.
That took me back for a minute. Well, the light bulb I had with.
Was it a light bulb?
Well, the light bulb with.
That was a dim light bulb.
barbecuing was the one light bulb of it.
But barbecuing?
The rest has been
dim. That makes me think of Martin when we were at dinner, when he said, Jazzy.
Yeah.
And then we looked and went, was that your jersey?
Was that? And, I'm sorry?
And Drew went, I thought you said Jazzy.
Jazzy. Jazzy. So are you teaching acting to these kids or what?
Jazzy. Oh my God. Joycey.
Joycey.
All right. Who's going first?
Did you go first last
time? I have no idea. So who's going first?
I have no idea either. I can go first.
Go first.
I got little notes.
What you got today?
What I got today is, you know what? I think this week it is a great time for a themed event.
Shut up. I literally just wrote themed parties today.
Shut up. And I chose was this going today.
To do themed parties today, but I was like, that is hilarious.
I wrote it like I was looking at my options for this week and I was like, so I don't know.
Options.
So many good options. But I wasn't like really feeling any of them today.
Same.
And then I was like, no, you know what I'm down for? A themed event.
Well, tell me about it because I have a lot to say about it too because I was literally going to do it.
That's great. Aw, that makes me really happy that we are connected still today. I love that. Gotcha. Okay, so things that I was thinking about with themed events, right? Reasons I love them, it can help you narrow down. Sorry.
What's this? I literally just learned that this means, are you ready today? And that's what you just did.
I just, okay, you so went, to know.
You
I
went,
just
reasons?
Somehow. And
that's, are you ready in sign language?
I talk with my hands a lot, right?
Okay. It's weird and then, that you crossed your
fingers. I know. So my hands went up, but I guess somehow my fingers were crossed on both hands. And I really didn't, like, mean to do that. So that was weird. Okay, anyway.
I am ready.
Yes. So I am ready. What I love about a themed event, it can help you
narrow... A themed what? Event?
A themed event.
A themed event.
I'm too excited to talk about it. The themed event. I hope my voice sounds so beautiful right now. Okay. It can help you narrow down an outfit that you want to wear,
yeah.
right? Because sometimes you're like, oh my God, I'm really excited for this, but I have no idea what to wear. It could like, go.
What's the vibe? Right. What's everyone doing? What's everyone wearing?
The vibe, that sort of thing. And then also, because sometimes for people, it's like themed event and they're like, oh God, how am I going to do that? It can like open up your mind to wearing different. So it can open your mind to different. Wow, that's all I hear now when I say it.
Sorry.
It's okay. Like trying something new, wearing something that maybe you wouldn't have worn before. And then you're like, wait, this is actually kind of fun. I enjoy this. So different reasons. And I will like throw out some examples
yes,
of ones
please.
In the past that I've really enjoyed. Okay. Leo mood of me. My 30th birthday when had it all wear. It was mustard. So cute. Yes, mustard, because that's my color. And so the first night of our weekend there, everyone had to wear like something mustard. And everyone had the cute, like even if it was simple and casual, still very cute outfits. I loved it, seeing everyone's different versions of what they would wear. And then there was also the day where people dressed like me, kind of.
Barely.
Barely. There was a... It's a different time.
What
almost
did I wear?
3 years ago. Honestly, I don't remember.
I nailed it then.
It's okay. I mean, it was also the last day of the trip and it was just to like get brunch and leave. So, but I have other examples. Okay. So last year, Halloween, we didn't really have like plans or anything because we still don't have any house parties that to go to. I know. So Martin and I didn't have any Halloween costumes in mind yet. Just like, we knew we would both be working at the school on Halloween, and we were dressing up like I dressed up with the dance teachers.
But, oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because your fork was there to...
Spork.
Spork. Sorry. But anyway, but then Sarah and Mike were like, and Reagan were like, oh, there's this...
Sorry, for those who are just tuning in.
Yeah.
Sarah is a friend of ours, and Mike is teacher of the year, Mike...
Teacher of the year, Mike.
Yes.
Yes.
Married to Sarah.
Married to Sarah. And
also Sarah's friends. Also married to Mike.
Right. They're married and...
Whoa, what? You just made yourself laugh.
I did. It was mean. I almost said they're married and Reagan is not.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. And I
have
love
a husband.
Them all.
You don't have a husband.
I want to watch that.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. You don't have a husband. Okay, so Anyway, they talk about this party at a bar, and it was Tim Burton themed.
Oh, yeah. I kind of remember that.
Yeah, because then that actually gave Martin and I an idea. We were like, oh, Beetlejuice
had just to come out.
Yeah, so you like totally went over there, and you dressed like Beetlejuice. And yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we were Lydia and Delia Dietz. Oh,
that's right.
So, very cute, and it actually, like... We got cute little pictures from it, and we actually had something to wear. So a theme can help give ideas.
Yeah.
And then last little bit that I'm thinking of, concerts.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to bring up first.
Oh, no, I'm like working my way, making my way downtown. So
yeah, you're walking really fast.
Faces pass, but I'm homebound. And I'm homebound? Whatever. Okay, Beyonce. So
okay, yeah, I didn't think you were going to go Beyonce first. Beyonce?
Oh, no, I'm ending with what's happening most recently for me. Beyonce? Beyonce, we went to 2 years ago, the Renaissance tour.
So good.
So good. And the thing that is also really nice with a themed event is, like, typically it's, like, low stakes and always optional. Like, if you're like, you know what, I really don't have it for it, but I'm going to show up and have a good time, that's fair. For me, with Beyonce, she had, like...
What? Was there a theme?
So
what was
the theme? She later announced, like... For at least for Los Angeles or whatever, it was silver and like that's disco ball. It was that kind of theme.
I was not silver.
No, that's what I was going to say. I was like, you looked fabulous and it was totally fine. But for me, it helped because I was like, oh, actually, I saw this dress that like was kind of a bodycon dress that I would never normally wear. But it was this totally like silver blinged out dress. And then I got the earrings, the little disco ball cowboy hat earrings. And I had my silver boots, and I was like, oh my God, I love this. Now I'm not, like, it gave me an idea of what to wear, and it also, excuse me,
that was a burp. It's just moving through you.
It really is. It's bursting. It's bursting, but I kept it quiet, maybe. We'll see. So, yeah, it just gave me something that I wouldn't have normally worn, but then I loved it, and we both looked fabulous, and it was a great time. It was...
I can see you heard that one. I see it.
You see it? It was a great time. And then that brings me to my last one. But before I get there, did you have themed events in mind that you were
totally
going to bring up?
I just went to, or I guess 4 weeks ago, whatever. I went to a birthday party and it was like witchy night themed. So going
was it?
To, yeah, it was like a, I guess her girlfriend has like, it's like her third annual witchy night.
Ooh.
I was so confused because in the invite, it was like third annual witchy night. And I went, did I miss the other two? It was because they mixed it like fell on the weekend of her birthday. So they just kind of mixed them together. So it was kind of like a meeting of two worlds, which was really cool and really fun. I really enjoyed it. But it was like a witchy night. And so they were like, dress witchy. And so, you know, it gave me sort of an idea of like, I went black, but you know, there's many witches in the world.
You went black?
I went black. So I had my witchy outfit. Mm-hmm. And then you bring up your birthday, but it makes me think of your cousins. That we, anytime me and your cousins would hang out, we would always pick a color. Mm-hmm. We'd go, what color are we going to wear? And this happened, I think, four times where I would go visit them in Austin and we'd be like, what's the color? And it would be like, well, this we're going to do blue. And so there was always a day where we would dress in that color
and
while we would go out. And we did that at your birthday. We did lavender.
Mm-hmm.
Or purple. So
right, because I gave a free day.
There was a free day where we were allowed to do what we wanted to on your birthday weekend.
Well, you're welcome. It's my weekend. Yes.
So we would do themed events in that way. It was just our own kind of event. Mm-hmm. And then there was one more that I was thinking of, but I can't think of it right now. But I do love a theme. I love a theme party. I love a theme event. That's so fun.
Yes.
And you were talking about being able to wear things you've never worn before. Mm-hmm. But it's also... like things to go, oh, I know exactly what to wear for this. And it's like, oh, I'm going to wear that one thing.
Right. It's so cute. And it's also fun if you're like, wait, I know I have something to wear for this, but I haven't worn it like in this kind of context before. So leading me into, I'm seeing Chapel Roan this Saturday and I'm super excited because it's a fun little girly, our little girly pops group. And we're going to go and Chapel Roan normally, she like went on tour before and she normally chooses different themes for each city that she goes to. So Reagan found for Pasadena, the theme is mermaid.
Mermaid.
I was like, oh, okay.
Mermaid's in the lawn outside of the Rose Bowl.
It's in the lawn outside of the Rose Bowl. Oh my God. Now I've seen videos from Kansas City I found TikTok to be very helpful for a moment. Reagan said, go search. And I was like, great. Because we were all kind of like, I don't know how this concert's going to work. And I still don't necessarily, but it seems similar to how they did Kansas City. And I was like, oh, yeah, it was just a giant field. And like people came in and it looked very Boston City Limits, but it's just one stage. And Trixie Mattel is opening. She's doing a DJ set. Oh, okay. So I'm excited.
Hashtag but, local drag queen? No.
No, she's only one. There are other ones who are performing.
Okay.
But she's also SoCal. But yes, I don't know who the other ones are because they haven't announced it yet. But there are other, hopefully smaller drag queens that are performing. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Anyway, then Reagan was like, so the theme is mermaid, which you don't have to do. But also, it's fun because I was like, ooh, what could I do for mermaid? And it's also nice being in a group text with people because then everyone started throwing out like, okay, I'm thinking I'm doing this and whatever. And there's like people going a dress route with it and then like netting and different things. And I was like, I love pants. So I was like, I kind of want to do, especially if we're going to be outside. I don't know like how much standing, sitting, whatever, while you like wait for the concert to start. But I was like, I've been really into cargo pants right now, or like just a like comfy baggy but like cute pant. So then I was like, well, let me go with a mermaid color palette kind of thing and see what kind of outfit I can put together, and we'll see. I just got a couple other things delivered that I'm gonna try out today, but
and then return the ones you use.
No, I'm returning the ones I don't.
Oh, why use. Because it's not illegal.
I don't like that you're calling me out right now.
Okay, I'm honestly, sorry. I'll leave it alone. You're right. It just feels illegal.
I see what you mean. And I can see
you're how not it does, doing anything illegal.
Right. How it can feel illegal to like use something and then return it. But, you know.
They let you. So
they let me. So if you lost. Let me, I'll do it. And I'll give it back respectfully. It's not like I'm returning something that's been like used in to your pushy? Crap. In my pushy? Yeah, I never Bleep could.
That. Can yeah, we? I don't know.
Sure. But anyway, so I'm just very excited because it also got me going down the route of like eyeshadow looks. I bought an eyeshadow palette.
Oh, that's
so one, fun. I don't have to so always use
same,
your stuff.
It's not the same rust brown one.
Okay.
What else is in there? Browns and
that
rust?
One's like taupes and neutrals.
Taupes and neutrals.
That one was a very
that's
neutral one.
That's the name
one.
Of your book.
That is not taupes and neutrals.
Sorry, taupes and mustards.
Thank you. Thank you. I also have the Avatar one that has a couple of
that's
colors
what I was
in
thought
it.
That's what I was picturing in my brain was yes. That one. There's another one?
No, like I just bought another one.
No, I mean the Avatar one is not the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, no.
Oh. Okay.
Avatar has blue and red in it. It's not just taupes. Don't shake your head
sorry,
at me.
Sorry. You shook your head just now. You, I went like this.
You shook your head. No, you go, I went like this, Shake said.
Yeah, but okay. You went like.
Yeah.
I just went. For those of you watching, so there's a difference.
There is a difference. And let me say, both are shaking. So anyway, no, I got a different eyeshadow palette. That's like a Morphe palette, I think. I don't know. But I started looking up like different eyeshadow tutorials
that's
and
fine.
Different ways to do eyeshadow.
You're
so,
watching James Charles.
Oh my God, no.
No.
No. I searched on TikTok. It's crazy how much stuff is on there.
The internet's amazing, isn't it? Welcome.
The internet is wild, y'all. If you want to find something, you could just search it. So I've found a couple ideas for that fun. That I'm going to try out. And I like painted my nails and added cute. Glitter on there.
Wait, when are you going to try out these makeup looks? Because you should try them before you do it. Or else it can go bad. Unless you're an expert.
That's true.
If they're hard. If they're not hard, do it.
I think they're not hard. Wow. I say that now. I say that now because I watched and I'm like, okay, that makes sense. And because I watched one who was specifically using the palette that I got. So I hope.
Try it.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe I'll try it out on Friday. I'll probably have time. I don't know. We'll see.
Just one night when you have a half hour, try right. it. And then you're going to take off your makeup anyway. So.
Well, that would be tonight or Friday.
There you go.
Okay. I love that.
Oh, both of us saying that. You also reminded me of there was a birthday I had a couple years ago where the theme, was it a birthday or a Christmas? I don't know what it was, but I had a dinner with me, Layla, and like our group of friends. Mm-hmm. And the theme was monochromatic. Ooh. And so everyone got to just like pick a color, and I did red. That's where I got those red gloves from.
Yeah.
And my red pants. You mean
from the science drink video?
Yes.
Yes.
Red gloves, red boots, and just sort of red. And I forget what Layla was. Was she green? She might have been green.
Love.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Most people came in black, which is not a color.
No.
So it was.
Also, why would you do that?
Yeah, have fun. But it was kind of the people who did have fun, like, had fun.
Love
it. You know, I love a theme.
Me too.
It allows people to be creative. Creative. So creative like that. A mind of a master.
Oop, I
something
don't,
you
sorry.
Don't know. I'm so sorry. I jump into them and.
It's okay that you do. It's just I feel like you look defeated for a moment afterwards. Ooh,
we got neighbors.
Is that also from
the same one?
Sorry.
I love Wendy's Eating Show. What are you doing?
Wendy's Eating Show?
That's the name of her channel, is Wendy's Eating Show.
Oh, okay.
Love her.
Shout out, Mom. I love my mom.
I forgot her name was Wendy. It's your mom.
It's my mom.
Wendy and Eric. We don't need to talk about
that. That's it. But yeah, I love a themed night too. And those were like the things I thought of also at school when they would do like themed
dress-up
weeks.
We talked about
weeks.
Last time. Yeah.
Did we?
A couple week times ago, we talked about Red Ribbon Week.
Oh, that's right. We did. God, why did we? Anyway, I don't know. I don't know. But I love a themed. I loved a theme. I love a themed event.
Theme. Me themes. Too. Yeah. A good theme.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do themed Christmas trees every year.
Oh,
which we've had this discussion about how your tree always has to look the same.
It doesn't have to. I just don't have the energy to switch it up.
But I learned. My mom used to, at the end of Christmas, Christmas happened. We would go to At Home, which was Garden Ridge back then, and we would get the theme for next year. We'd be like, what's our next theme? And I kind of carried that over into living with Layla. Every year we would have a different theme for the Christmas tree and for our house.
Cute.
And it was a lot of fun.
But see, where do you put like the decorations from the old theme?
You throw them out.
That's great. Well.
Or you donate them.
Okay, yeah. You don't have to say donate with a tone like that.
It wasn't a tone for you. It was a tone for the world to remember that we donate.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Donate. Don't hate.
Donate and thrift. Go reuse things.
Yes.
Yes.
Upcycling.
Cute. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what a all fun one.
It is fun. I truly love that we were both going to do that.
That's so hilarious. Funny. I literally typed it in today while I was sitting on the bus and I was going to take a nap, but it was so full that I was on the inside aisle, so I couldn't take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I pulled my phone out and I was like, let me write all the new, because I haven't really updated my list, and I wrote it down.
Cute. Well, if you ever want to bring it up again, if I forgot something, go for it.
I think you nailed it, babe.
Thanks.
Killing it with your smooth, silky voice.
Ugh, love it. I hope everyone's having a fun time doing their hair.
I'm not doing my hair. I need to learn how to do my hair.
I see you're trying to incorporate the clips, which is fun.
I do not have a clip in my hair.
Not right now. Sorry.
You said, I see.
I see, meaning like I remember, I don't even remember the last time it was, but I can picture the time when you had a clip in the back of your hair. Might have been when Martin's Pambly.
Martin's
parents and family. His parents were here.
Yeah, I think I did have a clip that day.
Yeah.
I just need bigger clips.
Right. I know. It's for that thick hair.
Yeah, could be thicker. I think I just need layers. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I want to talk to you all about my favorite new snack, Kinda Pop. If you know me, you know I'm obsessed with popcorn, but it can really be too much sometimes. That's why I love Kinda Pop. It's not popcorn. It's made with genetically engineered tiny kernels that are, well, kinda popped. Kinda Pop takes snacking to the next level. I like scooping up a handful of Kinda Pop and tonguing them up like little ants. I'm an anteater in this scenario. They have so many flavors, from kinda salty and kinda sweet to one that tastes just like candy. It's not popcorn. Stop asking that. It's Kinda Pop. Go to kindapop.boop/great time to get one free box on your first order of 10 or more boxes of Kinda Pop. That's kindapop.boop/great time to get one free box on your first order of 10 boxes. Hurry while supplies last.
Welcome to Bits with Boris. Hello, it's me, Boris. I'm here to deliver today's bit with Boris. Sometimes it feels like my heart jumps in my chest and pulls all my other organs up with it. It's quite surprising. Everything settles pretty quickly, though. But believe it or not, it will happen again almost immediately. My mom calls them hiccups. She says scaring me will shoo them away, but it scares me every time and I still get them. I need more science to know more. Anyway, this has been Bits with Boris. It's me, Boris. Goodbye. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's my turn to take the floor.
Yes.
And it is officially time because
sing it, sister.
Sorry, I just dropped my phone.
It was loud.
I think it's finally time to bring it up because it's been something that's been on my mind since the beginning of this podcast. And you know what? I wasn't really feeling any of my other ones right now.
Okay.
I think it's a great time for gasping. You just did. That was the best gasp. I love that.
Yes.
It is such a great time for gasping. Because why not?
Right.
I had a conversation with somebody months ago. It might have even... Call my mom. It might have even been like almost a year ago. We were talking about gasping. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I cannot remember the last time I gasped at anything.
What?
And I said, babe, I gasped 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
It's part of my personality.
Be surprised at things. I don't take in life.
Take in life. And when I think about why it's such a good time for gasping, number one, mm-hmm. being surprised is lovely.
Yes.
Being taken off guard and being like, wow, that was awesome. Like, right. Well, I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
Like,
whoa.
Yeah. Gasping is just such a great way to experience life.
Mm-hmm.
No expectations.
Right.
Just go in and have fun and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and.
Yes, and. Who's sand?
Sand.
Yes, and.
Yeah. You know sand.
You know sand. I do think don't overgasp or else you'll get lightheaded like I just did accidentally.
Right, totally.
What does your mom say? Do it in moderation.
Moderation. Everything in moderation.
Everything in moderation. Gasp in moderation.
I gotta remind her. I hope she's been listening. Oh. I know.
My mom has. She messaged me. She gave me an idea for an ad, which I will do. Thank you, Mom.
Aw. Okay.
Gasping. So mm-hmm. taking breaths of air. Just, oh my gosh. Like right. what? There's so many things you can gasp at. Things that you weren't expecting. You can gasp at things that were funny. Things mm-hmm. that catch you off guard. Things that are maybe like shady. Or like, oh my God, I can't believe you just did that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You mm-hmm. can gasp. I love to gasp at my students in sarcasm. When they're like, we have a quiz today. I'll go, yeah. And they go, no, I'll go, and I'll like put my hands in front of my mouth, which is so funny to be like, oh my gosh, and like do the character with it. And they're like, Mr. Stop.
Wait, no, I love that because I realize I also do it on days where the kids walk in and they didn't know they were going to have a sub today. And then you see them go, oh my God, they're not here. And I go, oh, you do have a sub today.
Like, because they're so shocked. And so to join in with them and be like, oh my gosh.
Right.
There's something so lovely about expressing emotion via quick intake of breath in the mouth.
Whoa, way to define gasp. I feel like that's going to be a word of the day for Mary.
So for those of you who are listening, gasping is when you take in air quickly through your mouth.
Right.
So
just to make sure we're all on the same page. I don't want you to be left out if you've never heard of gasping correct. Before.
But I think it's funny because we talked about this is that you say I watch TV and shows like it's the first time I've ever seen them.
Yes.
Because I'll have seen a show 30 times and I watch it again and I will gasp and I'll laugh like it's the first time I've seen it because I take in everything as sort of like a brand new thing,
like a little baby,
like a little baby up my back like a baby.
shout out Trace. Oh my God.
So oh. I think it's part of my personality just to like gasp I gasp a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of gasping in my
life. But not
life.
Getting lightheaded where you're still.
Okay. You know, I'm a little lightheaded right now.
Okay. Yeah. You've been giving the example a lot. So you're like,
I should calm down. Take the floor a little bit for me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You take a sip. No, I really do love when we watch TV and it's mainly like Community or something where it's like we all could recite probably the entire episode, but then we're just like enjoying and watching. And then you have moments where you're like, whoa, that was like a weird hiccup sounding
that
one.
It was crazy. That was a good gasp though.
Thank you. See, now I'm afraid I'm gonna get lightheaded. Do it too hard. But it's just so fun. It like makes you giggle afterwards too. It's a good time. It's a great time.
Whoa.
I
think another way to gasp is when you want to compliment somebody, especially on things they're wearing or the way they look or like something impressive they've done, you mm-hmm. kind of go, oh, you know, it comes before the like, wow, I love that. If you give like a little, wow, look at you.
Right. It all, whoa, I just, that felt loud for a second, but I feel like it does bring kind of, it literally gives everyone like a breath for a second.
And a literal
you're all,
breath.
Yeah, literal breath. But even if you're not the one that gasped, then you like lock in. You hear the sound and you're like, what? Yes. So
is that what it's like from the other side? Because to be fair, people don't gasp a lot. It doesn't happen around me. So I'm the gasper. What is it like?
Sorry, I don't gasp a lot around
you. No, I'm not saying you have to. I'm just saying I don't experience it from the other way a lot. So does it really like your attention?
All the times I'm thinking about when I've heard gasps, it feels like.
What a strange comment. And you know what? I knew you were going to say that.
You know what? I'm trying my best here. But yeah, anytime I've heard of gasp, I feel like it is almost like an alarm or something. You're like, what?
Who did that? What?
Who did that? Yeah. That's how you go through life gasping. And I go through life going, who did that? And it's a fun time. Just let it happen. Yeah. Let it be.
I love to gasp. When you're, are you surprised often enough to gasp, or is gasping part of your everyday?
Well, on days that I interact with people, my God.
Have you gasped naturally with me today in this hour?
Oh, my God. I want to say yes, but to be honest, you could probably listen back and be like, she's a lying bitch. She did not gasp once. Because sometimes I will say, it might not always come out like a gasp for them. It might not come out like a gasp
She's
for me.
She's getting choked up about this.
I really am. This is getting me tongue-tied. So it might come out as just like a noise or something.
Like what?
Like, you know. For me, it's normally like, ooh, ooh. Yeah. Ooh. 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 That sort of thing. But it's very much the same energy as a gasp of like, oh, my God. Or like, like that kind of noise.
Following a gasp with, oh my God, yes, that's very gasp. Mm-hmm. That's gasp.
Yes, that's gasp.
Gasp. You know what it reminds me of? Remember, and I still do this, but do you remember when we went to college, sort of the sorority girls really got popular by going LOL and LOL?
Sure.
Just like saying it out loud. And it was like a thing to be like, LOL, LOL, that's so funny. What if we, instead of gasping, just going gasp? That's gasp.
Gasp.
That's total gasp right there.
Yeah, that's total gasp.
And it means like surprising, like off-putting, exciting.
Yeah. Wait, coming up with slang a little bit? I do love like saying gasp. Gasp.
Gasp.
And I realize I mean like I inhale before I say it too, but like just to really call it out for what it is.
Yeah. It does feel very Valley Girl. Gasp.
Gasp. Clutch your pearls.
Very clutch your pearls.
Like my hand just keeps going there. For like
keeps going gasp. Right here. Gasp.
Oh my God.
Gasp. Oh my gosh. I can't believe.
I wonder if then eventually, years down the road, then it just, you know how LOL can just be like put in any sort of text or whatever. And it's like, I doubt you even laughed.
Well, I need people to know that I thought it was funny. So
right. LOL.
That's why I say it too. LOL.
Right.
Because I didn't naturally laugh, but I thought it was funny. LOL.
Right. And it's like, it might be something where I'm like, oh my God, I did react to that. Maybe I didn't gasp, but it's like, gasp.
Gasp.
It could be a little, just a low key, like gasp.
I kind of like saying it like that. Gasp.
Gasp.
Like holding it out, it feels really good. Yeah. It feels very Dubai chocolate la boo boo.
Gasp. It feels, so when you said like, that's gasp. It, like, I love it totally that. Flows like that. Wait, I love that a lot.
We're going to start saying that's gasp
now.
That's gasp.
That's gasp. You sound like one of those. That's gasp, mister.
Yeah, totally that. Side note. Yes. Someone the other day brought me Dubai chocolate. And
see, I just gasped.
You just gasped.
I did. Oh my God. Whoa.
It's such a great time for gasping.
Yes.
And her reasoning for bringing me Dubai chocolate was, I noticed you had a Labubu. Because I have those little Labubu toys on my desk.
Oh my God, they're from New Zealand.
And I said, I love Dubai chocolate Labubu. And she goes, yeah, I noticed Labubu, so I assumed Dubai chocolate. And I was like, that is so funny.
Wow. And she's an A+ in your class.
She does have an A.
Whoa.
Proud of her.
Smart kid.
So definitely time for gasp.
Yes.
Great time for gasp.
Great time
and
for
if
gasp.
I want you to, if you're listening right now, which you are, because what else would you be doing? What are you doing?
Right.
Think about the last time that you gasped. Mm-hmm. And if it's longer than today.
Right.
Let's pause for cat fight.
The cats are fighting. They are truly. Oh my gosh. They're gasping right now.
They're gasping for breath.
Yeah.
Different
gasp.
Gasping for air. not great time.
No. Get that fixed.
There was one story time. Uh-huh. One time when we were masked up. Masked. Mm-hmm. Yes. When we were masked up and I was chewing my
gum. You were chewing.
I was chewing my.
Not expecting the burp.
So you gasped about it, I bet.
Yes.
I was chewing my Mentos gum. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're so. If you still have not tried a Mentos gum, you need to try one.
Mentos.
And they're so juicy mm-hmm. that I put it in. I put my mask on. It was so juicy that I started to choke on it. And I started gasping for air. So much so that I coughed and spit the gum into my cloth mask. Into my cloth mask. No. And I was like, okay, almost died. But now I need a new mask. So gasping for air is not.
No. I was dying. You nailed that, bitch.
My God. Yeah, not gasping for air, but just gasping. And if you're not gasping, do it. Yeah. Get in there.
Just try it. If you need to warm up to it, just like look at something and, my God.
Yeah. You know. Oh my gosh. Right? And it doesn't even have to be that surprising, to be honest.
No.
It just means that you're taking it in and it's affecting you.
Right. You're just like, oh, my laptop is still there. That's great. Yeah. You know, it can be simple.
Another story about gasping. What? Okay. Another great story about gasping. Uh-huh. One of my favorites. So my friend Emily and her sister Abby, we mm-hmm. were driving mm-hmm. and I was in the back seat. Emily was driving and Abby was in the front seat and we are on the freeway here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, Abby in the passenger seat goes, and we were like, what? And as she still gasped, look at the moon. And we said, you cannot do that while we are driving.
No, that's what I was going to say. I was like, not while people are driving. That's crazy. I love that you were affected by it. Do not make that sound while people are driving, especially in LA. Everyone's crazy.
Okay, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe it's not a great time for gasping because I think about like when my mom does it. Again, love you, mom. It's like, and you're like, what? And she's like, I thought I've dropped something. I'm like, you just made that a big deal. And now I'm nervous that you hurt yourself.
So, you just walked back on yours.
No, I do think it's a great time to gasp, but not gasping for air in that sense where it's like,
honestly, like an unwarranted frightened gasp.
Put that, you need to, the unwarranted frightened gasps. Mm-hmm. If a child is not about to hit their head on the ground, or if you're not about to like potentially like vitally harm somebody, we do not frighten gasp.
Got it. Copy right? That. I mean, yes, I'm not around it often, so I couldn't think of times. The only one for me is driving, really. Yeah. I cannot do. One, I mean, I'll get into, I don't love driving people around. It's not, I like driving myself around.
Me neither, that's why I don't drive.
Right, yeah. So, if people gasp while I'm driving, no. I will pull this car over, get out. We're not doing that.
Yeah, can you imagine if I was in the front seat, we're driving, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I have my bag, and I like drop my pen on the floor, and I went,
bitch, no.
No.
No. That's a hard no. We are not doing that in the car, okay? No. Take it in. Know how to take it in, and it's your pen dropped. You can pick it up.
Yeah, exactly. Right? I'm also going to say this. Mm-hmm. No gasping without a follow-up. Because have you ever, like, because sometimes people go, and you go, what? And they're like, hold on. No, what? 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 Yeah. You invited me into this by gasping? What? Right.
Not hold on. Because here's the thing. If it was okay for you to make that noise, then it's okay for you to add on to the explanation. Amplify,
please. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Tell me.
Right.
You brought me here.
Right. And whether you intended to make that noise or not, it has happened.
Yeah.
And we're still moving on, so we can complete more noises.
Correct. You have brought me here. Mm-hmm. You need to tell me why I'm here.
Yeah. Oh my God, we really like dove into this.
I love gasps.
I love it.
Give me anything and I'll dive into it.
Right.
What? Oh, and so will Troy when he dives onto the couch.
Yeah, Troy, that was a big jump. Big jump.
Not big jump. Dude,
big jump for my B-boy.
Not big jump.
Yes. But that's why we have a podcast, so we can dive into more things.
Dive in.
Dive in. Freaking dive in.
Dive in. I don't know why I wanted to do that.
That sounded like a...
like a...
pop punk
song.
Yeah,
that's what I was going for. Oh, okay. But I don't know what it... There is no song.
There is no, but it sound... I mean...
I just want to dive in!
What is, there's like different TikTok trends that were going on.
Oh, now you're on TikTok?
No, no, no. The the ones you told me that are probably many weeks old at this point. The one when we were talking about music that hits.
Yes.
And there was one that you brought up. Like my like my twin sister or something. What is it?
Start digging in your butt, twin.
Oh. Yes.
I was this close to saying that to a student the other day because they were like, what SpongeBob character would we be? And that's the original meme is Karen the robot coming in and going, start digging in your butt, twin, to Plankton. And so they were like, I think it's something that somehow Plankton got brought up and Karen got brought up. And I almost said it.
Dang.
And I was like, can't do that.
Can't do that. That is, nope. We're going to reel that back in and we're good to go.
Yes.
Love. Yes. So it's definitely a great time for gasping.
Totally. Great time for gasping and themed anything. Yes. I will gasp anytime somebody walks in. I'll go, love the outfit.
Yes.
You did a great job at this theme.
I love that. Is such a good feeling. Like the hype of that, a little gasp. And then it's like, oh, we are ready. We are decked out, ready for this theme. I'm going to aim for that Saturday. If you're awake and you see me before I go to Chapel Roan.
Maybe.
Love.
I also love, and I don't know if anyone else loves this energy, but this sort of this, like you said, pop girly energy. So we're in here. Is this like wild over celebration of things.
Yeah.
So like if somebody walks in and you go, ah! Like I love like a big like, ah, you look so good.
Right. It's like,
everyone
like
screams and it's like,
like the over positive, you know, just over excitement for stuff. Cause like, why not?
Cause why not?
Why not?
Sometimes I'll gasp in my bed alone. Sometimes I'll be in the bed and I'll go, it's late. I gotta go to sleep.
I love that. I was about to say when I'm home working by myself and I get really annoyed when a fly comes in.
I saw one yesterday. Yes, it's I walked in the house and went, there's a fly in the house.
So annoying because I'm a good mom and I let, I let.
I'm a good fucking mom.
And I let my cats be out on the balcony for a little bit because they really love being in the little sun and whatever. But then flies come in, drive me nuts. But then I'll have moments where, like, it's gone away, it's hidden, it's staying still, so I don't know where it is. And then I, like, hear it and I see it go by and land somewhere and I go, it's there. That happens that. Many times when I work at home by myself and I'm like, I'm going to get it.
Yeah. Also, I saw a post recently and it made me laugh because it was like, I'll take some ants because at least there's a purpose for them being in my house. They came to steal my food. Flies came in because they didn't know how to use the window twice.
Yeah.
You don't even have a purpose in here.
No, you just came in because you were moving too fast and you're like, whoa, I'm somewhere
else. And you can't figure out how to do it again.
Right.
Get out.
I watched one go out the door though and I went and I was like, finally.
You gasped shut that about door. It.
Yeah.
We gotta go.
Oh, okay.
I had a question. I had a question about a gasp, but we can
bring
can't.
It. Yeah, we can't right now, but we'll bring it back. We'll maybe write it.
Bring
down.
The beat in.
Write it down, and we'll bring it back.
I thought you were gonna keep going.
So sorry. Well, because honestly, my brain was like between two thoughts. Bring the beat in. Oh my god, that played when y'all when I almost said when y'all proposed to me.
When we proposed to you, that song played.
When all of you proposed to me. When you all danced
and you picked
then Martin
one to propose.
And I said, oh my God, so many so many good options.
So many good options. What should I cook? I don't want you to cook.
I want you to cook. We're doing healthy. Then get a salad. Have a salad.
Get a salad.
Thank you.
Then get a salad for you.
Not me.
Not me.
I'm good. I'll just starve.
I'll just starve. It is such a great time. And you know what it's a great time for?
What?
Getting out of here. We got to go. I actually have dinner plans. So.
Do you really?
I do. And I don't want to walk.
Oh.
So if you feel like driving, you can drop me off. All right.
It's been
such a great time. That was fun. This is one of the first times that we absolutely did not talk before we sat down and started recording. So that was fun.
That was. That was cute. And we were still on the same brainwave. So that's
literally.
Cute. Yeah.
Themed parties. Themed wild. Events. Sorry.
Events. It's okay. I mean, parties.
I wrote
are
themed
events.
Parties on mine.
Yeah. I put events because I was including like concerts and other things. So,
well, it's been such a great time.
It's been so great.
Ooh, go ahead and follow us at Great Time Podcast.
Nailed it.
On Instagram.
Yes.
And don't forget, we have a Patreon. We did just post our Halloween episode last Friday.
Yes.
So go watch that video. It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh my God. What a time. Talk about theme. And
talk about a theme. We're in crazy outfits. One of us. We both look crazy, but one of us looks crazier than the other.
I'm wondering who you mean, but oh my God, that was a, like kind of a gas that like tripped on its way out.
Yeah, so the I was gonna say the vocal episode.
Oh,
the audio only episode is up on our regular podcast. So on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, so you can go listen to that special Halloween episode. It's like 30 minutes, but if you want the full. At this point, it's probably an hour and a half video.
Mm-hmm.
Go to our Patreon. That's the only place you can watch it. It's free. Yes. You can check it on our Instagram. It's in our link tree. You can
The Patreon is free, but the video.
Correct. The Patreon is free to join. The video is some sense because.
Right.
I'm just trying to cover my butt so that. Whatever. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Throw us some coin for this video.
Right. It's just a little bit. Toss a coin to your Witcher, all my little nerds out there. What?
I felt. I said, "What did you just call me in my brain?"
Whoa, you've watched The Witcher.
I've played The Witcher. I've never watched The Witcher.
Dang, that's good.
All right, we'll go. back to the plugs.
Yes.
Go follow us at Great Time Podcast on Instagram. Go to our Patreon. Mm-hmm. Sign up for free. Pay for that video. Watch it. Give us some Moona,
like the band Moona.
Is that a band?
It is.
Is that a band?
Yeah, is that a band? But yeah, watch it. It's just silly, fun, goofy. I hope you've enjoyed your Halloween weekend.
Ooh, your Halloweekend, if you will.
Halloweekend.
I know, we did.
Yes.
Putting it in the atmosphere that hopefully we had a great weekend.
I was like, putting in the atmosphere, we find some good costumes.
Oh, because you just had your...
Oh my gosh, also,
your anniversary. We didn't talk about it at all.
We didn't.
Happy anniversary, late anniversary.
Yay, thank you. 6 years.
That's crazy. How was it?
So, don't laugh at that because you remember the one time I said, so we record this before it comes out. So, but it's amazing. I know it is.
6 years. Does it feel like 6 years?
No.
Oh.
I mean, in a way of like, it's just kind of flown by, but it also like, I feel like I've been with him, not forever, but you know, it's just like, it's just, it's always been us.
It's been us. What are you talking about?
This is us. All three of us. How many more framed pictures can we get that I haven't put in real frames yet? But
we only have two.
I know. I'm saying we should have more.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like, how many more can we get? I thought you were
trying to say like, how many more can we even get?
No. Yeah. It was more like how many more? It's
I'm down. I do want to do a photo shoot where we're eating salads and laughing.
Right.
And then I want another one where we're like laying in the grass and laughing.
Right.
With our heads touching.
Yeah. And then you get a video of us like laying back into it and then we.
Yeah, but we can't put the video. I guess we can put the video online. Well, but I meant like in our house.
Right. It's so cute.
In our house.
Sorry.
Our apartment.
Our apartment. But one day.
One day.
It'd be nice.
Not your lip getting stuck in your tooth just now because your teeth were dry.
They are dry because I'm not trying to move these cups around while we record.
I saw that lip.
Okay.
We got to go, but there's a video we watched of a TED Talk, and this woman was doing like really weird things with her mouth while she was talking.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, she's got weird mouth. And the girl next to me goes, it's fine, it's fine. Her teeth are just really dry. And I go, okay. And then she came back and she's like, yeah, they're just dry and her lips keep getting stuck on her teeth. And I went, dang, yours is worse. She said she's doing weird things with her mouth.
Right. You don't got to be talking about how dry her mouth is and then her sticky teeth and her lips. Damn.
That's funny.
Cute.
Love. Well, we'll see you later.
Yes. See y'all next week.
See you next week.
Mm-hmm. And thanks for listening.
Of course. Did we already do everything?
I think so. You just looked off into space. Like, I was like, well, I'm going to wrap up. Are you? We've said everything. Follow all the things.
Follow all the things.
Yay.
Follow other things.
Fa-la-la-la. You just sound like,
That's why I was going for
it. Oh, okay. Love.
Okay, bye.
Bye.